Well, good morning from westbound I-40 in Tennessee, heading for Conway, Arkansas, Grace Bible Theological Seminary. I and a number of others headed that direction today. Tomorrow morning, we begin our journey through early church history together, looking forward to that. And so, yes, here we go. It's very early in the morning. The sky is brightening. It was pretty much pitch black as I pulled out of the RV park, and now the sky is turning blue, and the sun will be up eventually. we are being passed by trucks. There are things you learn when you become an RVer, such as trucks suck. That's when a big old Kenworth goes by you on the left and creates a massive hole in the air and sucks you right into it. So you get this big leftward lurch as he goes by. And then once he's ahead of you, then it's like, woo, you get to, you know, you can back off the gas a little bit because he pulls you along for a while. But, there's lots of stuff to learn when you start pulling. I've noticed that only fifth-wheelers and pull-behinds call it pulling, the people that have the full contained units. They don't call it pulling, but see, we've even got vocabulary. It's really weird. Interesting communities develop in those RV parks. But that's neither here nor there, even though at least one of the students mentioned on Twitter that they've got a mobile home as well, and they're headed there, and I wonder if we'll end up in the same place. That would be interesting. Anyway, here we go. You may have noticed in the news that the state of California is doing everything in its power. In fact, the governor of that state, a man that 30 years ago would have been recognized as the radical communist, anti-American nutcase that he is, Gavin Newsom, just signed, going over a river. Oh, look at that. See, there's like moisture in the air. It's beautiful. All this mist rising. It's just, you got to understand when you're from Arizona, going over a river that has water in it. It's just, whoo. And now my window's fogging up. I just had to turn the windshield wipers on. Wow, that's pretty cool. sorry. This is being recorded live. Gavin Newsom, just an evil man, and I do not hesitate for a second. And I think Christians need to recognize. I know, that's not how to win friends and influence people. Look, evil is evil. Herod was identified by John the Baptist for what he was, and John the Baptist lost his head as a result. I know. I get it. We can't be liars. We have to speak the truth. And this is an evil man. He has an evil worldview. He loves death and wants to promote death as widely as possible. And that's why you have, in the state of California, we'll get to the abortion stuff in a second, but people have criticized me for not going to California while I'm driving. Look, when the people in charge of a state, and that state has only one party in charge. It is not a representative republic. It is a one-state regime, a leftist, communist, socialist regime, fully supportive of and promoting the culture of death. That is the state of California. It wasn't that way 30 years ago, I know, but it is what it is now. When that state will not prosecute evildoers, but will only prosecute those who do good. California has become the exact negation of Romans chapter 13. You want to see what it looks like when Romans chapter 13 is denied? Because what does Romans chapter 13 tell us? Not that we are supposed to be in subjection to any government, but in subjection to a government where its power is used to reward good and to punish evil. In California, you punish good and reward evil. New York, same thing. Any place where the leftists are in charge, you're seeing the same thing. We're seeing these people engaging in horrific acts of violence, threatening people's lives, killing people. And, you know, if they kill somebody, they're probably not going to be out that night. But if they could have killed somebody, they will be out that night. It doesn't matter. I mean, Illinois is doing the same thing. And it's all, you know, that's Chicago. I feel sorry for the rest of Illinois. But that's what we've got. We have the absolute negation of law, of what is good, right, proper, just. And that's California. You could not defend yourself there. The first thought across any sane person's mind is, if I defend myself here, I will be the one in prison. The person attacking me will be walking the street by tonight and probably getting government funding to do so. That's where we are in places like that, and that's why I try to avoid blue states, especially the radical blue states, the entire left coast, New York, everything going up the coast there, and certainly Illinois as well, thanks to that kind of insanity. You cannot expect any kind of justice. You can expect injustice, just as we have the FBI going after pro-life advocates simply because they have become our version of the KGB. Just happen to have three letters. They're just three different letters. Same thing. So, back to abortion. The overturn of the ridiculous Roe decision, and it was, on any legal basis, it was a ridiculous decision. Its overturning simply returns it to the states. And so you see, in California, the fear-mongering. Just assuming the legal and moral and ethical ineptitude and retardation that comes from the public school system in California. It's so easy to get people to listen to just the most absurd tropes. Reproductive rights, reproductive health, a woman's right to control her body, blah, 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 blah. All of which, if you spent 3 minutes asking serious, in-depth, probing questions, collapse into the pile of utter, stinking stupidity that they are. Has nothing to do with telling a woman she can't control her body. You don't want to have a baby? Don't have sex. Oh, but that's it. The orgasm is the greatest good of our society. And it is. And that's secularism. Think about it. If all you are is an animal, then the orgasm is all that matters. That's the greatest feeling on the planet. Therefore, it's everybody's right. And you should be able to do it as often and no consequences. Don't have to worry about your relationship with the rest of society. Future, past, nothing. You have no responsibilities. You're just a bag of fizzing chemicals. So feel good and protect the emotional and physical feelings. That's all you got, because once you're dead, that's it, and we're all done. That's what secularism gives you, and that's what we're seeing. That's the end of any meaningful society, but that's what we're facing. And so you hear this utter stupidity about, well, you know, we have to protect women's rights and all the rest of this. And so you get a large portion of the California populace. Now, look, a lot of those people are voting for the Democrats just to get money. That's all. That's just so obvious. You're not going to bite the hand that is providing you with your income. You don't have to work. You can just sit around all day, do your thing, and voila, you get paid. And you can keep voting for those people to give you other people's money. That's again, scripture tells us that we are to work, and if you won't work, you shouldn't eat. Ah, that horrible Bible thing. Yeah, well, anyway. So you have the culture of death. You have the high priests of the culture of death, such as Gavin Newsom. And so now with Roe gone, there isn't the slightest chance in the state of California right now, unless God just changes a whole lot of hearts, of any type of restriction on abortion, on the murder of unborn children, all the way up to the point of birth. It's disgusting. But that's what California is. That's its society. So now they're passing laws. You cannot even investigate a stillbirth where it might be because the woman took drugs and killed the baby and stuff like that. Can't even investigate that. Absolutely opens. There's more restrictions in the state of California protecting deer than unborn human life. That's obvious. That's the fact. I'm sure there's some snail darter or some, all sorts of protected species that are significantly better protected than life in the womb in the state of California. Now think about it. There is a biblical principle. The biblical principle is punishment and judgment is based upon the amount of light that one has received. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah, Capernaum, Bethsaida. Those Israelite cities had the very Son of God walking amongst them. And they would not repent. So it would be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah. The sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was much greater. But the light they had was much less. Think about California. How many Bibles are in California? How many churches in California? Now, I know. A lot of those churches are synagogues of Satan. They gave in, they abandoned the authority of Scripture a long, long time ago, and they're much, much more intent upon the bottom line, keep the doors open, keeping seats in the pews, and tickling ears than anything else. I get it. But there have been tremendous, clear voices teaching God's truth in that state since its founding. How could you have more light? And isn't it painfully obvious that what you're seeing here, what is being expressed by people here, is a full-on, in-your-face, knowing we hate the God of Christianity. We hate His law. We hate the culture of life. We love the culture of death. And absolutely knowingly, with pure animus, we are going to stand up, stick our middle finger up in God's face and say, we dare you to send the big one. Well, could anyone for a second make an argument that if the big one hit, that it wasn't absolutely just for God to send it? How about a little fire along the way? Maybe some flooding. I mean, California gets it all. And instead of seeking God's blessing, California, at its highest levels, is saying to God, do your best. It is astonishing. It is only the long-suffering of God that does not bring that judgment to bear. Well, I mean, the judgment is happening. You can see in the major cities filling with drug-addled, violent individuals, the fentanyl deaths, right, left, and center. Nobody talks about them or turns them into COVID deaths or something like that. But you can already see it happening. And lots of people fleeing, as well they should. But I know it's not just California. I know the entire left coast, New York, they've all stood there and applauded when they passed laws to make murdering children a good moral act. I'm well aware of that. But California just seems to be, what happens in California doesn't stay in California. And unfortunately, I live in a state with a big, long border with California. Thankfully, it's normally like 125 degrees along that border, so that's somewhat helpful. But we end up, you know, we're a purple state thanks to people leaving California and then bringing the idiocy that drove them out of California right into Arizona. So we see this. How do you even pray about it? Well, you look to the Psalms and you listen to the prayer book of God's people, as well as too many of the prayers that a lot of people are not really aware or do not take advantage of the fact that especially Paul's epistles provide us with numerous examples of prayers. And they, just like the Psalter, give us both sides. That is, you see prayers for God's justice and holiness and the punishment of the wicked, but you also see the recognition on the part of the psalmist of his own sinfulness, the rejoicing in God's mercy and grace. But we must recognize mercy and grace come upon those who are repentant. And how many churches today even talk about repentance? Even are willing to say the word? Gavin Newsom must be called to repent of his horrific evil. Turn from your evil, Governor Newsom, or you will face the very strict and righteous judgment of God. And you will be held accountable for every one of those little lives that you are making sure. You're turning California into a murder destination. You will be held accountable for every single life taken in that way because you rejoice in this and you do it knowingly. That includes every single one of the legislators in Sacramento that are willing to engage in that activity. You must repent or perish. And we're afraid to say those things because we don't believe the Spirit of God can change hearts and minds. We don't believe it. When you engage in the kinds of programs and mental trickery to try to get people to do what you want them to do, rather than give the clear proclamation of the gospel and recognize the Spirit of God is going to make the change, you're saying, I don't believe in the Spirit of God. You're saying we're doomed. That's it. There's nothing to be done. Because there is no power that can actually make a change here. That's the problem with a whole lot of quote-unquote evangelicalism in the United States today. So just an example from this morning before sunrise of the love of evil in the clear light of God's truth that really proves the doctrine of total depravity. I mean, if you want to see total depravity, just look at California, look at Gavin Newsom, look at the legislators in California, and look at the people that keep electing them. Look at the people that keep electing them. We don't need that evidence to prove total depravity. The scripture teaches it. But if you want to see it being played out, there it is. There it is. So, anyway, we're on our way to Conway, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. Just a matter of hours, Lord willing. And thanks for listening. God bless.